Hey guys, my name's Heather. Welcome back to my podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about Addison Rae, the TikTok star, and how she was compared or how she compared herself to Britney Spears, what was said in the Bustle article, and really what is the deal with, you know, being compared to Britney Spears or comparing herself to Britney Spears. What exactly did she say? And kind of what was the premise of this whole article. Before I get into that, I just want to let you know you can always find me on social media if you search Heather Iris. I'm also on YouTube. And if you make a donation on here or on my Venmo, please let me know and I can give you a shout out in my next episode. Anyways, let's go ahead and jump right into this story. Okay, so I'm going to be honest, I feel kind of bad about this whole story because a lot of people are very, very, very upset about this whole article with Addison Rae, what she said. So if you don't know kind of what's going on, Bustle did a article where they talk about Addison Rae. They interview her, they do some cute pictures with her and everything. And really, the whole article kind of got, what is the word? Really, nobody seemed to care about the article in general because of what she said or what the reporter asked her about Britney Spears and what her response was. So almost all the comments I've seen and, you know, all the articles I've read talking about this article and her response are people very, very upset. Let me kind of tell what she said and then we'll discuss, you know, I'll discuss my thoughts on the whole topic. So like I said, she was interviewed. The whole article kind of just talked about, obviously, Addison Rae is going from a TikToker. That's where she kind of got her start, social media. And now she's kind of branching out and going more mainstream. She has a huge following. And so a lot of, you know, she's even going to be in the She's All That remake. And so she has a lot of things that are coming. She was on Jimmy Fallon recently, which that's a whole other controversy where she showed dance moves. And she's a white 20-year-old girl, and she was actually dancing, you know, different viral dances. Again, I could talk about this in a separate video. I just have been so busy. I haven't been able to make a whole lot of episodes lately, so I apologize. But there was a whole controversy with that, actually, because she danced, I think, like 5 or 6. I honestly haven't even watched the whole clip, but she dances like maybe 5 or 6 different dances that were created by, I believe all of the dances they shared were created by Black creators. And so a lot of people were rightfully so upset because this cute white girl gets to do these dances. And, you know, a lot of people were saying that she doesn't have the talent like the original creators, which if you do see the side by side, you know, from what I saw, the side by sides, clearly there was, you know, just going off dancing. I don't know that much about dancing, but, you know, you could see that it looked to me like, you know, the Black creators definitely were better dancers. And again, I don't know anything about dancing, so maybe I'm just like wrong on that. But, you know, they were definitely had more more speed and rhythm and hitting the points, you know, harder than what she was. And people were saying it was watered down, which I hate to, you know, I don't know. I feel bad for her for getting so much, but I mean, I don't know if she probably even thought, like, I don't know. I guess I didn't see the whole clip, but I do feel bad for both sides because obviously, you know, the people who created these dances should be getting credit. I guess it was Oh my gosh, now we're getting like off into a completely different topic. So I'm gonna, sorry, I'm gonna, maybe I'll do a different episode on that topic, but that's definitely, I would say, probably the first thing I saw her get like a lot of flack for. I don't know how long she's been on the scene, but I mean, I would say maybe a year, 2 years maximum. So she doesn't have a whole lot that she has, you know, a whole lot of scandals from what I've seen. Like her biggest scandal, it seems, was definitely that one, which that one was a pretty big scandal, I will say. But so she hasn't been around for too long. So that's something, I guess, to keep in mind. But anyways, in this article, they talk to her about, you know, oh, you know, you were, you know, that they talk about the movie She's All That and how it was released in 1999, and they kind of talk about how it was a different generation, clearly, because she wasn't even, I don't even believe she was born. No, she wasn't even born yet. So, because she's young, she's 20 years old. So, and then it goes on to say, so it goes on to say the reporter is the one that brings up Britney Spears, just to mention. It's not like, at least it didn't look like from the article, that, you know, randomly Addison Rae compared herself to Britney Spears. So I think that's important to mention. But it said, in the article, it says, like Britney Spears, she's a Louisiana native, and she has a dance background, and she has this star power. And then the reporter from Bustle asks, flat out asks, Addison Rae if she saw the documentary Framing Britney Spears. And then they mention how, you know, it shows Britney Spears's rise and downfall, in the hands of the tabloid machine. And she says that she did see it. And then she says that she thinks it's really interesting to think about. So yeah, she goes on to say that she thinks it's really interesting to think about, and mentions that, you know, she can also relate to, let me word, like, I want to say exactly what she says. So let me find that exact quote. It says, I definitely can see how that is an overwhelming life, she says, discussing the Spears documentary. People do come up with narratives around you that aren't necessarily true. I've kind of dealt with that a lot. People being involved in really personal aspects of your life. And then it goes on to, it goes on to say that, you know, she still remains like cheerful about social media, and that she speculates that she had it much easier than Spears ever did, which may or may not be true. Which that's silly for the author to even say that. But she says that, you know, I believe this is a quote from Addison Rae in the early 2000s, or this might be, no, it's Addison Rae says, in the early 2000s, the press controlled what people saw for you of you. Now we have the chance to do it ourselves, she says. She has not yet been burned in a way that would challenge her understanding of social media. I did make a decision to put some things out there, she admits. And then she takes responsibility for any attention that comes her way. So I don't know. This is kind of hard because, one, I think it's important to remember that she is only 20 years old. So she, you know, just because she saw the documentary Framing Britney Spears, you know, I think somebody, you know, 20 years or, you know, even younger, even though she is huge, even though Addison Rae has a huge following, Obviously, her experience with publicity and fans and everything is going to be different than somebody who had the same amount of followers back in the 90s, like for example, or the early 2000s. So I think it's important to remember that one, time is different. Like we're in different decades. Like it's a completely different generation. I mean, I barely, like when everything went on with Britney Spears and, Britney Spears's hardest times and like the paparazzi hounding Britney Spears and, all the stuff that happened with, her breakdown and everything. I was like a teenager at that time. And so even for me, like to speak on what happened to Britney Spears at that time, like I was a teenager, but I wasn't keeping a super, I wasn't like taking it all in everything that happened to her. I remember it being a horrible time, and like for her, obviously, and for celebrities in general, because the paparazzi just and society as a whole, like, I mean, I talk about this in my other Britney episodes, but it was just a different time. Things that were okay that, people got away with back then, they would never get away with now. And so one, if you weren't around at that time and you didn't see like the tabloids and you didn't see, if you weren't a part of society, like for example, Addison Rae wasn't even alive at this time, like she isn't gonna really know, she can see a documentary on the topic, but unless you were there like alive and experiencing that whole whirlwind, I think it's hard for her to even grasp how, it's just a different thing. Like I don't know how else to explain it except for like she wasn't alive at that time, so it would be hard for Addison to probably even understand like how horrible it was for Britney Spears. Like it's one thing to hear about Britney Spears after everything had happened, and learn about her and watch a documentary on her, but like it's hard. I think it would be hard for somebody to really understand what it was actually like. And so for her to, be compared to Britney Spears, like for her, it probably does seem like, yeah, we do have a lot in common because we both have a big following and we're both, we have a lot of fans. And I mean, if you see, like Addison Rae does have paparazzi, I'm not sure what paparazzi follows her around, but I've seen paparazzi videos of Addison Rae. So it's not like she's not getting paparazzied, but it certainly doesn't seem like it's the extent that obviously Britney, well, I can almost say without a shadow of a doubt, she's not getting paparazzied as much as Britney Spears had, and continues to get paparazzied Britney Spears. But again, it's important to remember that each person's experience is relative. And so, Addison Rae is just a 20-year-old, young woman, or, yeah, young woman, I would say. And so for her, like what she experiences might seem like relatable to Britney Spears. It was kind of sad because I did see a lot of people saying some pretty nasty stuff about Addison Rae, saying like, how dare you even put your name in the same, sentence as Britney Spears? Like you're talentless and you have nothing to compare. Like you're nothing even like her. And yes, they're different. They're different celebrities. And obviously Britney Spears accomplished, a whole lot of stuff at a young age, and Britney Spears was mainstream because it was really only mainstream. Like you didn't have like, TikTok and social media. And so they have different experiences, but I think it's important to, you know, not be hard on, I don't think people need to be hard on Addison Rae. Like if she says something and compares herself to Britney Spears, like, you know, I think it's kind of sad when we pit women against each other. Whether you believe, which obviously Britney Spears is an icon and an idol, and, you know, she's on a whole nother level than, you know, most artists or celebrities or social media icons. Britney Spears, you know, is a dimensional woman with a lot of awards, a lot of, you know, like she's just very talented. She's has a huge history, a lot of experience. And so I can understand why people don't want to compare these two, or even like let them be muttered in the same sentence. But I think it's also important to remember that, you know, Addison Rae is young and she wasn't around, you know, the time that Britney Spears was experiencing all this stuff. And so for her to relate it to her experience, like, we should be able to relate to other people's experiences without getting, like, you know, mobs sent after us. I think that that's kind of sad when we are at such a place where we don't even want to allow others to relate to somebody because we view them as better or less than. So I think it's just something important to remember. And I guess we'll see how this all plays out. And yeah, I'll be uploading some more episodes soon. I hope you guys are having a great day. And yeah, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.